Sir? Sir, are you all right in there? No, sir. It's just that you've been in the change room quite a while now. I wanted to make sure that you were okay. Are you sure you're okay? Look, I'm not sure I believe you. I'm coming in.
There you are. You look all right, but why? Why are your pants around your ankles? Why do you have a pile of clothing on your lap? What exactly were you doing in here? No. You were not trying on clothing. You were masturbating, weren't you? Sir, this is a nice store, and inappropriate behavior is not welcome here. Stop making up excuses. Pull that pile of clothing off your lap. Do it, or I'll call security. God, I knew it! And you've got a pair of panties wrapped around it. I hope you know that you've got to buy those. Stop apologizing. Your behavior is disgusting. It's pretty hard, isn't it? What were you fantasizing about with those panties around your cock? Me. Oh no, that is so gross. You're sitting here in this changing room with a pair of panties off the rack, and you're fantasizing about me. If you thought that was supposed to be flattering, then you're an idiot. Ugh, stop apologizing, pervert. If you cared what anyone thought, you'd be doing this disgusting behavior at home instead of in a public store. I guess we're just going to have to do something about this. I think punishment is in order. I think you should continue masturbating while I watch. I don't care if you're embarrassed. Pull those panties off your cock and start wanking. Now. What? You don't want an attractive woman watch you masturbate? I was the one that you were fantasizing about, right? So now, you get to have the object of your fantasy right here, watching your hand moving up and down your cock. Isn't that better than fantasizing? Go on now. Do it. Come on. There we go. Good boy. Still pretty hard, isn't it? I guess you really are a pervert. Getting caught doesn't even slow you down. Maybe you even like being caught. What the fuck are you doing? Masturbating. You call that masturbating? No, stop playing games. Do I really have to instruct you how to masturbate your own cock? Wrap your hand around it. Low. Now slide it up to the tip and drag it back down again. Tighter. Grip it tighter. And there you go. Now start with slow strokes up to the head. Yeah, I like that. Good boy. You can't keep your eyes off me, can you? I just shudder to think what sort of dirty, disgusting fantasies you're having about me. God. Maybe you were thinking about me getting down on my knees and sucking that disgusting thing until you come in my mouth. Or maybe bending me over and flipping up my dress right here in this room. Fucking me from behind as other people try on clothes in the changing rooms. Dream on, pervert. So gross. looks harder than before. I think you should stop stroking and tease the ridge of your cockhead with your thumb. Come on, do it, pervert. Does that feel good? The look on your face says it does. God, you have no shame, dear. A stranger is watching you masturbate, making fun of you, and you just sit there and shiver and try to bite back those moans as if it's completely normal. Are you still fantasizing about me doing dirty stuff? Yeah. I guess you can imagine that it's my hand on your cock if you want. I bet you like that, wouldn't you? Teasing the head of your shaft with my fingers. Staring into your eyes submissively. As if. Go back to stroking it, pervert. You can keep on staring at me if you want. Like you could stop anyway. It's like you're raping me with your eyes. You are so gross. Oh, it looks like your cock is leaking. But I bet it needs more lubrication. Hold out your hand. Hold it out. There. You know, some people think spitting on someone is a pretty big insult. And that's how I mean it. But why don't you use it to lubricate yourself? Get that cock all slick with my spit. That's about as close as you're ever going to get to having my mouth on it. There you go. Now I get a bit faster. Good boy. I bet you're hoping I stop the bitchy talk and actually do give in, don't you? Turn all submissive. Dropping down on my knees so I can envelop your shaft with my hot, sexy mouth. Fucking it with my lips and tongue until you explode against them. Filling my mouth with your hot, salty, yummy, delicious cum. I am a modern woman, not a sex depraved cow. God, you men. Look at you. That type of talk gets you off, doesn't it? Or maybe it's me mocking you that gets you off. Do you like dominant women? I bet you really like the way I'm treating you right now. You like being called a pervert, don't you? And you like being called disgusting and shameful and gross. Yeah, I think you do. Look at your cock. It's as hard as a rock and it's leaking everywhere. Are you getting close? I thought so. Ugh. God, I can't believe you're violating me like this. Using me, a normal girl who works in a department store, for your demented pleasure. I feel so violated. Well, you might as well get it over with. I want you to come. I want you to keep on teasing your cock. Stroke it for me. Yeah, that's it. Good boy. No, wait. Grab those panties. Yeah, the ones you were wanking off with. I want you to come on them. You can imagine they're mine if you want. Maybe after this I'll take them and put them on for you. Come on, show me how much of a pervert you really are. Come for me. Come on, my panties. Come on, do it. Do it, come on them. Oh, yes. Look at that. Oh, you're coming everywhere. God, that is so fucking disgusting. You've covered them in sperm. Now clean your cock off. Yeah, get every last drop in those panties. Good boy. Now, Get the fuck up, pull up your pants, and get the fuck out of this change room. You're going to take those panties up to the registers at the front of the store and buy them. No, I'm not taking them. Why the fuck would I want a pair of cum-covered panties? Was it because I said I might wear them? Dream on, pervert. You're going to take them and you're going to buy them. And I'm going to follow you up. If you don't, I will call security. And wouldn't that be fun, Public indecency at the department store? Now, move.